It's a rally of all city workers. Approximately 300,000 city workers are all without a new contract. And this is unprecedented in recent times that we're all in the same situation.
That was Professor Lenny Dick, Bronx Community College, where he teaches mathematics. One of many thousand New York City workers who attended a late afternoon rally yesterday outside City Hall. Those 300,000 workers have been without a contract, some for as long as 4 years. Mayor Bloomberg has left contract negotiations for the next mayor, and in this election year, unions will have to decide which candidate to support. Professor Dick was marching with PSC CUNY, the Professional Staff Congress for the City University of New York.
I think you have to go back, in my opinion, to President Obama giving the federal workers zero wage increases, which set a tone for governors and mayors throughout the country. So whoever is the new mayor, yes, does come into a difficult situation. But in the meantime, city workers, we've been working hard, and our real wages are going down. And right-wing papers, left-wing papers, all kind of papers admit that the 1% is doing better than ever before. There's more of a concentration of wealth, so we feel we're being squeezed in a terrible way. So I personally think whoever's the mayor, we have to struggle against them to get what we deserve.
And of all the candidates that you're seeing, and I know that you can't specify one over the other because your union probably has to decide on a vote and then back one candidate, but of them that you've heard from, which one seems to come out with some sort of understanding of your predicament?
Well, my union, the PSC, hasn't taken a position, so that's the basic, but I personally don't fancy any of them. And in the old days, my mother was a teacher in the UFT, and you have to strike to get what you need. And once the Taylor Law made it so difficult for city and state workers to strike, we were at tremendous disadvantage. Yeah. So all of these politicians basically support the Taylor Law, so I can't support them. That's speaking for myself.
The rally ran along the Broadway side of City Hall, stretching from the park to Chamber Street, with multiple speakers and a huge video projection of the stage area with a live band. There are 100 unions in the city, and large bands of people arrived in T-shirts wearing their union colours, everything from DC 37, UFT, TWU, CWA 1180, sanitation workers and healthcare workers, SEIU 1199. The sentiment was the same, though, fed up with no working contract, but ready to work with the next mayor.
That's all we want, is a fair contract. For the past 4 years, he's been talking about a deficit, the mayor. A deficit, and of a deficit. And each year, there's been a surplus of $2 billion. We have 100 unions, city workers, that are working without a contract. You mean if he wanted to settle the contracts, he couldn't sell one of those contracts with $2 billion? No. The answer is he didn't want to settle the contract. That's the answer. We're here today to make sure we make enough loud noise to let them know we want a fair contract.
The lack of contracts leaves a big budget hole for the next administration, and the Independent Budget Office says retroactive pay hikes could cost the city more than $5 billion. Pat Bailey Holland is a member of the UFT and works at PS 315 in Brooklyn.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. You know, we've been with and out of contract, and usually when we negotiate a contract, we get retroactive pay. That's usually a nice sum of money, but it gets heavily taxed, so that's a bittersweet pill. However, we know that they have to do something. The city has been scamming a lot There's lots of money that has been spent. They said they're suing some company that they didn't deliver the goods on, several million dollars. So we're going to see what happens. They have all these consultants and outside workers when the talent lies within, and they've really squandered the taxpayers' dollar.
Labour is not united behind a single mayoral candidate this year. The healthcare union, SEIU 1199, is backing public advocate Bill de Blasio. Council Speaker Christine Quinn has retail workers, and Bill Thompson has a coalition of police and sanitation workers. District 37 supports City Controller John Liu, as does CWA 1180. Shirley Lipman was wearing Liu stickers on her jacket.
But definitely for John Liu for mayor, because he's for labor, he's for the workers. He's made that very clear. While some of the candidates for mayor, oh, well, we're not sure. Do they deserve it? We'll have to discuss it. He says, up and down, the workers mean everything. Get them some money, get them some raises. And he also has exposed a lot of scandals in the mayor's administration, serious scandals. I'm not talking about a couple of million. I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of millions.
What do you think his chances are, though, with this federal investigation that has been going on for 4 years? I know the trial is now over, and he was never accused of anything. But
well, they've been tapping his phone for years. They've been investigating him for years, and they haven't found anything yet. These are smear tactics. This happens during the political season, and that's what I think. I think John Liu is okay, and he's going to be the next mayor of New York.
The teachers' union, the UFT, is scheduled to vote on their endorsement next week. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.